Hello.
Hey Barbara Forrest, how are you?
Doing okay.
Good. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, I was expecting your call.
Okay, perfect. How was your weekend?
Well, it wasn't too good. I got teeth pulled on last Thursday, so I've been dealing with that.
Man, I know what that's like. I had had a couple teeth pulled earlier this year too, and I had dental implants put in, so I'm like in the healing phase of that. So like, it adds like insult to injury when they keep going in there. You know, they have the bone graft and then the implant. It's like just never stops.
Yeah, I've got decided not to put mine right back in. I want to get healed before I do anything.
Yeah, I get it.
Because they'll put them in the same day if you let them.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you for this, and I know I owe you an apology because you know, we've been trying to connect for some time, and I just haven't been able to. So I'm sorry about that. But I would like to see if you know one of our programs, you know, would work for you to, you know, get your house taken care of so you can get out to the country. Can you kind of remind me a little bit about, you know, you're still living in the property now, right?
Yes, I'm still living in the property. I have property that I can move into in the country. And I
Why?
have a business country as well.
I'm sorry, you have what in the country?
A business.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Why haven't you moved already?
Because I kind of like where it's at. I mean, it's a lot to move. And I haven't sold the home yet, so I might as well stay here until the home sells.
Okay. And so it looks like it was a three bedroom and you made it into a two bedroom.
I did.
Okay. How hard would it be to make it back to a three bedroom again?
I just tore a partition down. It was one, two walls that I took down.
So you took two walls down, okay.
Yeah.
And you made so to make it the living room bigger. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the new windows, they're still not fogged or anything. They're still in good shape.
Yeah, I just put new windows in the front. The other windows are double paned, so I didn't feel to change those, but I mean, they could be updated. It wouldn't hurt.
Okay. And then the roof, you had that professionally done?
I did.
Okay, so you got receipts on that. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And what is your timeline? So, let me back up. So you obviously, you know what you want. You know the house is in, you know, good condition. You know your price. But what time frame are you looking for to have this all done? So like, and then kind of walk through your ideal steps of, you know, how you want this to happen. So some people say as soon as possible. What I mean is some people say as soon as possible, but that's relative. Some people say as soon as possible is 2 weeks. Some people say it's 30 days. Some people say it's 3 months. What is, you know, it look like for you to have this done?
A couple of months would do me well if I could get it all taken care of and move out of here.
So like we enter into, you know, an agreement, we get all the paperwork done, and we call it like, you know, 60 days from the time we agree to when we're closed. That's kind of what you're looking like.
Yeah, well, 60 days would be 3 months, not two.
So you would want 2 months. 60 days is 2 months.
I know, I was just testing to see what you was gonna say.
I was a little confused. Okay.
I know. I got you.
Right, good. So the 60 days works for you. and then or 2 months rather, however you want to look at it. And you know, we can have access to come and take a look at it and bring, you know, our contractors in and so forth, in that time.
Sure.
Okay. What else are you looking for in a in an agreement that makes sense?
Just to sell the home. I mean, I can take care of everything else.
So in that 60 days, that would give you the time to move out and get settled into your new home without stress or, you know, undue, you
It
know.
will.
Okay. Okay. Well, I would love the opportunity to work with you. Would it be okay if I, you know, sent, you know, what we just talked about in the paperwork to you at the BarbaraRitchie2@gmail.com for you to review it?
It would be great.
Okay. All right. What I'll do is I'll do that and send it over to you. And you were looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of 77,000. Is that what you're looking for?
I don't remember saying 77,000.
Okay. What do you remember saying?
I remember saying the house is about 105, 110. So I would go for probably 90,000.
And looking at the numbers and knowing it would need some updating to get to, you know, a resale level, which is what you're talking about, the, you know, $105,000 area, we would need to be closer to the 77 in order to be able to pay for the improvements.
Okay, well, having that said, I'll just go ahead and when I plan to move out, I just rent it to someone.
Okay. So $13,000 is a deal killer? I mean, for us to even, you know, continue the conversation?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Okay.
But I appreciate your time.
Okay, Barbara, would it be okay if I got back with you in a month or so and just see if, you know, anything's improved or changed or anything?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That'll be
Okay.
fine.
Okay, Barbara. Well, I hope you continue your healing well, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. You have a good rest of the day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.